It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishnah Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Not too bad. 14 degrees outside right now. Not very windy at all, though, so that's a pleasant change. A little breezy over the weekend if you're outside at all. That's not much fun.
Yeah.
Well, Saturday night, that wind was just right down the back of the neck. Oh, that's chilly. How's Brett this morning?
Oh, not too bad.
Any kind of draftiness is not good, though.
I stayed home Saturday night. It was nice and warm in my house.
Spent some Valentine's quality time, huh?
Yeah.
Tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Hey, when you're buying a furnace or air conditioner, you want to know that it's going to run properly and not give out at the first sign of nasty weather. But how can you really be sure? After all, it's not like you can look under the hood or take it out for a test drive. When you buy a Lennox furnace or air conditioner from Camblin Plumbing and Heating, you can trust that you're getting the finest HVAC equipment. The fact that Camblin Plumbing and Heating has carried Lennox brand for over 70 years tells you of our confidence in this brand. If you want that kind of confidence and reliability in your heating and cooling equipment, give us a call at Camblin Plumbing and Heating at 243-1512 in Atlantic or at 755-3286 in Harlan.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Hey, I saw a note the other day that Kim Komando, who is a syndicated radio talk show host, she put together some interesting information. You know, it's always kind of fun when you get out and you get like a new smartphone or a new tablet. Or are you still flipping your phone?
I'm still trying to figure mine out yet.
Now, if you have an old flip phone, none of this stuff works. But so many folks out there have smartphones or tablets, and you know, then all of a sudden the next generation comes. It seems like you can't go 3 months with a new gadget before the next new, bigger, better, faster, stronger gadget comes out.
Oh, I can.
Well, it's kind of tough for a lot of young folks these days. Let's go that route. iPhone is on, what, version 6? And what's the iPad's on, like, what, version 3 or 4? And Android's got new versions coming out all the time of all these different things. And everything is the best and the best, the fastest and the newest and all that kind of stuff. And so what do you do with your old one? I guess the point is, if you get a new one, like for Christmas or something or birthday or whatever, what do you do with your old one? It is, if you get a new one, like for Christmas or something or birthday or whatever, what do you do with your old one? It is, if you get a new one, like for Christmas or something or birthday or whatever, what do you do with your old one? It is, if you get a new one, like for Christmas or something or birthday or whatever, what do you do with your old ones?